Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Some of us are born into families who are looking forward to the new baby coming into their home. But other children may be unwanted or have mothers who cannot keep their babe for various reasons. One young 15-year-old boy stood before a church congregation in Florida and made a public appeal for a family to adopt him. He said, "I have been in foster care ever since I was born. I know God hasn't given up on me, and I'm not giving up either."
That's so touching. He had asked his caseworker for many years if she would adopt him, but she always hesitated. She believed there had to be a better family than hers. But this time, after hearing his appeal, she knew he should become her son. And so he moved in with her family for the holidays. Now this is soon to become his forever family when the adoption goes through.
I understand a little of what that little boy must have felt. Because when I was 10 years old, both my mother and my father died within 6 months of each other. That feeling of being left without a family really hurt. However, an aunt took me in, and so I finally experienced the security of belonging with my own relatives.
Adoption is not a new thing. It's been with us for thousands of years. We know a lot about it from Roman law. Many times, if a couple were childless, they desired to have a continuance of their family name and so chose a baby or a young man who had proved his worth. Once a child was adopted, he could never be disinherited.
The powerful metaphor of adoption readily translates into what God has done for us. When we ask his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Saviour, we become God's children. We are adopted into God's family. Listen to this verse from the Holy Bible, and I quote, "He sent his Son to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because we are sons, God has sent his Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then you are an heir through Jesus Christ."
In those days, even a slave could be adopted. And today, we can often be slaves to sinful thoughts and actions. But once we place our trust in what Jesus did for us by taking the penalty for our sins, we are adopted into God's family.
Here's the thing, we don't like to admit we are sinners. We may feel we are just as good as the next person. We haven't stolen or committed any crimes. Therefore, we only need to do some good things to outweigh the bad. That's our point of view. But God sees right into our hearts. Just think for a moment. Would you like every thought or deed done in secret exposed for all to see? If you're like me, you'd have to say no. But listen to what God says about this.
We're told, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, thank the dear Lord for that.
Ask yourself this. Am I a child of God? Has God adopted me into his family?
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.